It's 6:45. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. There has been plenty of reporting on whether the U.S. public health infrastructure is prepared to fight the spread of COVID-19. To learn more, I talked with Dr. Satya Rao, academic head of public health sciences at New Mexico State University. Here's part of our conversation. Dr. Rao, thank you so much for joining us. Give us some understanding of our current public health system in the U.S. and here in New Mexico, and really how it is set up to take on a pandemic. Are there some things we're learning right now that may drastically change how our public health system is set up?
You know, not so much in terms of how the public health system is set up, but in terms of learning the intersectionality of public health and politics. You know, I have been through HIV/AIDS in the past. I lived in San Francisco and in New York at that time. And it was an issue not only with the public health system, but it was also an issue of political will and recognizing that we need to not judge people and not think about people as them versus us. I think that is a very important thing. It doesn't matter where the virus comes from. It's here. So we need to think about strategies that will be helpful to address the pandemic. In terms of the public health system, I mean, it's an extraordinary system in the United States. We have the CDC, we have the FDA, there are also others, the mental health, SAMHSA, the Center for Aging. All of those things are put together as part of our public health federal infrastructure. In terms of the state, I think our state has an extraordinary Department of Health, and we have the county that has been focused a lot of attention on mental health and substance use. And I think those are the issues that are under the surface. We have to think about what it does to families when they have to self-isolate from each other.
Dr. Rao, there has been a lot of frustration, but also a growing amount of concern. A lot of folks don't have an idea of what is going to happen with this pandemic. Do you have any advice on how to deal with that issue of just getting stressed out and frustrated and afraid of what the future may bring?
I mean, that's a very important issue. I myself listen to so much and read so much that I don't escape either from the anxiety as well as the fear. But I go back to how we dealt with things such as HIV, AIDS, the Ebola crisis, pandemic, and others. So first thing is I, as a person, inform myself based on history. Maybe others do not, but I think being connected with each other, we may not be able to see each other, but we can talk to each other on the phone. And I think taking the time to having that conversation and saying, how are you doing today? Is everything okay? Can I help you in any way? Those are the kinds of things that we can certainly help reduce each other's anxieties. The second thing is focus on facts. You know, last month, it was so interesting. I did a case study. I covered a case study with my students, which focused on an epidemic in Central America. And there were seven clear things that we decided were important in this case study. The first one is accept and involve the public as partners in this process, which is what KRWG and the others are doing. And second, for the governor's office and the NMDOH to plan carefully and implement thoughtfully the programs that they plan on implementing. Listen to people's concerns. Listen to the concerns of the public. Be honest, frank, and open, and do it with compassion. work with credible sources, and work with the media, because you guys in the media are the ones who are going to take our message to the public, and we have to be at a place where our facts are in the forefront and all the noise and chatter is in the background. And I think all of us need to speak clearly and with compassion. That is one of the most important things that we can do in public health.
Dr. Satya Rao is the academic department head of public health sciences at New Mexico State University. Dr. Rao, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much, Anthony. Good luck to you.